You know, to put it kind of bluntly, you've been getting some not great press lately. And, I'm curious, just today, paranoia, turmoil, and backlash inside the FDA under Marty McCarry, President Trump's Marty McCarry problem. These are very recent stories, Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal. A lot of it does stem from frustration with patient populations and physicians, which what they say is inexplicable decisions by the FDA to not approve drugs. Replimune, for example, being a key one. How do you respond to this overall criticism that, I mean, continues to this very moment?
Yeah, I think that article in the Wall Street Journal is the ninth article they've posted in that opinion section begging for Replimune's approval. I don't work for Replimune. I work for the American people, and I stand by the scientists at the FDA. Three independent teams arrived at the same conclusions. On my watch, we have not done corrupt sweetheart deals. What we have done is followed the science. So every accept or reject decision at the FDA on my watch has been the accept or reject recommendation of the primary review teams at the agency. And, you know, I've spent my whole career taking care of cancer patients. To suggest that we want cancer patients to die is a little offensive. 22 plus years taking care of patients with terminal illness at the FDA. We've made our decision letters public so the public can see if there are manufacturing violations, if fungus was growing at a factory, if the trial failed, if they followed or did not follow the FDA's recommendation on trial design. And so that's an important thing. We are embracing radical transparency. It does reduce corporate spin. Those letters are public information. And for the life of the FDA, people have been upset with drugs that are approved that they think shouldn't have been, and vice versa, back and forth. But I stand by the scientists.
I know,